Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Oh man, this was pretty explosive when it happened way back in the day. Tommy, do you even know what year this was?
I don't. I think there was a reference to one of her songs or albums that might that I might be able to figure out the date, but I don't.
Yeah, Mariah Carey obviously has been one of the biggest celebrities in the world for decades and decades and decades, right? So when we first launched, it might have been, dang, it might have been our first year here because this was quite a coup for us. You have to understand, when this radio station launched, it was a brand new signal in Atlanta. It's from Anniston, Alabama, or it was from Anniston, Alabama. And we had zero rating. There were zero listeners because it was a brand new, fresh antenna signal. So the cool part of starting that all those years ago was the ratings would come out. We'd find out we got like 9 listeners and we were high-fiving each other in the halls like, this is amazing. Amazing! We've got 9 listeners, right? So it was quite a coup when Mariah Carey was doing radio station interviews, and we were one of them, right? We were so stoked about it, you guys. And I think at this time, I think I had only interviewed John Tesh on the show.
I'm Googling him.
John Tesh?
John Tesh. Okay. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
You got to understand, back in the day, John Tesh was like a get.
Yeah, back in the day, he was.
He was like on Entertainment Tonight. He was a host. He also does a... Is that for the basketball tournament?
Yes, for the NBA.
Right, so he was a huge deal. He was the very first interview, I believe, on The Burt Show. One of the second ones, Brian Phillips, who kind of overlooks everything at Cumulus, got us an interview with Lionel Richie.
Didn't you tell Lionel Richie, weren't you talking to Lionel Richie about one of his songs and it wasn't his song, but you kept telling him it was his song?
No, that was TLC, I think.
No.
Who was that? Who does Don't Go Chasing?
Yeah, that's TLC.
Yeah, that's TLC. Yeah, that's, we'll cover that one another time. But with Lionel Richie, I did mess something up.
Uh-huh.
And when I prepared for interviews back in the day, and depending on who we have now, I exhaust myself in research. Like, I know what the answers are going to be. There's a theory in, like, law that when you go into a courtroom, when you're asking people questions, you should already know what the answer is going to be because you know the witness so well. That's how I felt about interviews and still feel about interviews when they're big. So when we got Lionel Richie back in the day, man, I came in here with, like, seriously, a book of notes. Like, it must have been 15 to 20 pages long because that's where I find security, mm-hmm. that if something goes wrong, I can always look down and mm-hmm. I got a good question ready to go, right? So Lionel Richie walks in here and I credited Lionel Richie with a song that the Commodores actually did. And I thought that he did it in his solo career, but Lionel Richie didn't make a big deal about it or anything. And we just kind of moved on from it. But when I walked in the halls, Brian Phillips, He chewed my ass out so badly for not being prepared for the interview. I'm like, dude, look at my book.
No, look at my notes.
I just made a mistake, right?
All right, so I just did a quick search, and I came across an article from Friday, July 20th, 2001. And it comes from Mariah Carey Archives. Mm. Peach Buzz, untimely diva gets dissed. And apparently this is from the AJC.
This is what year now?
2001.
First year we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
The folks at Q100's The Burt Show, the new morning host on Atlanta's airwaves, like to stay on schedule. That's why co-hosts Burt Weiss, yeah. Jeff Dollar, Lindsey Bryan, and Melissa Carter politely declined to chat with pop star Mariah Carey Wednesday, prompting a diva moment that resonated across the country. As part of a planned day-long series of radio station phone interviews set up for Carey on Wednesday, she was due to call Q100 to discuss her latest, and according to the Billboard charts, stalled single Loverboy at 8:10. When she finally rang the station at 9:12, a clearly miffed Weiss and company informed her on air that her time had expired. The put-out pop princess then mumbled, "I'm just going to have a bowl of cereal then," yeah, before the line went dead.
Yep.
Minutes later, rabid reps from Carey's new label, Virgin Records, were on the horn to Dollar, who also serves as the show's executive producer. "They told me you just upset the number one female performing artist in the world," Dollar told Buzz. "She was so mad at us, she walked out on the rest of the scheduled interviews."
Oh, did she really? Oh, wow.
You ruined it for everybody else?
Why am I taking such pride in that?
"Her people are ticked at us, but our bosses don't really care. The station wasn't playing the record anyway. Maybe we sent a message. You can be a diva everywhere except Q100.
I don't think I remember that. We messed that whole line of interviews up for the entire
she
industry.
She bailed on the rest of the interview.
I'm going to play the interview for you here in just 1 second. And it's only
you
like,
mean the lack of interview?
Yeah, it's only like 2.5 minutes long. But let me tell you the setup on it. So here we are. It's the first year that we're on the air, and she is all lined up. And I'm talking about this thing for days. Remember, we had hardly any listeners. So trying to tell people that we had Mariah Carey was kind of giving us some credibility, right? So I'm talking about it for days. I'm talking about it for the hours leading up. I mean, we might have even had like a verbal countdown going on the air, like an hour to Mariah Carey, 2 hours to Mariah Carey, 15 minutes to Mariah Carey, right? And then 8:15 rolls around and I'm stalling and we're doing something else and Mariah's not on the line, right? And then 8:30 is like rolls around. And we don't have Mariah on the line. I'm starting to feel a little bit egg on my face. And then I start getting calls from listeners going, "Hey, just want to let you know, Mariah was on Star 94 a couple of minutes ago." I'm like, "What? In our time?" And then I'm starting to get a little bit peeved now. And then I start getting calls from, "Hey, just want to let you know, I just heard Mariah Carey on the beat." So she's doing all the radio stations in Atlanta. And we clearly are very last on her list when she was supposed to be there at 8:15. So I've got a show to do. We have a show to do at the time. And it just so happens that this woman calls up and her name is Miss Peach. And she was telling us what it was like living with cancer. She's giving us all these wise nuggets about how you need to live for the moment and what she's gone through in her cancer battle and this and that. And it was really, really touching. Like, we stayed on with her for like 20 minutes, right? So we're talking to her. And then the hotline, you know, lights up and it's Mariah Carey. But we're in the middle of this conversation about life and what's important. And the celebrity calls up and I'm just supposed to stop this philosophical talk because Mariah Carey now has time for us. So Mariah calls up and I told her we just didn't have time for her. Like, we were into this other thing. We've moved on for this woman. And I think Mariah was quite surprised. I think we were all quite surprised, actually. But at that point, we had moved on, man. And this celebrity entitlement has sort of always driven me crazy about this job. You just show up whenever you want. Everybody's supposed to cater to you. So this was the very first time in the very first year Mariah ends up calling, and we have moved on to something else. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I mean, honestly, can I be totally honest?
Well, if it's going to make you happy, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you were supposed to call an hour ago.
Well, I'm not the organizer. What my new tagline is, I sing, write the songs, produce the records, occasionally act in a nice movie, but somebody else has to organize it all.
Yeah, well, you're so late. I mean, we're on to so many other things.
Well, what do you want me to do? Should I come there and, like, console you and rub your back for a while?
Well, sure.
Will that make you happy?
Yeah, well.
How can I make you happy? Because forget me, it's all about you and your happiness.
Well, it's just that, I mean, all morning long we were telling people you were going to be on at 8. We had people all lined up for you, and now we're on to other things.
Well, I'm sorry. You want me to hang up? Because I love you guys, and I just wish I could talk to you all the day long.
Oh, Mariah. Yeah, we're on to something else.
Okay, but will you just say this?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I miss you, and I'm sorry if there was a mix-up. Loverboy's in stores today. I would have loved to be able to talk to you more and tell you, like, about what's going on with my life and dispel some rumors.
I'd love that.
You know, we always do, but now that you've on to something else, I'll go and, like, maybe eat some, like, cereal.
Okay.
And you guys can have the rest of your morning show without me, because I know that I'm there in spirit, and you know that, too.
Okay.
And I'm going to come back and visit you and let you know that, like, life goes on and we all love each other.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Whatever, talk to Virgin.
No, see, we talked to Virgin before, and they were an hour late getting you here.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was my... You know, I don't know.
Blame it on the label.
Blame it on the label, exactly.
Always blame it on the label.
No, we got a new label now. We got to be happy and focused. It's just like, you know, I think these satellite things or whatever, they get screwy sometimes, so...
Yeah, people are dying probably to talk to you and stuff about it. It's just that we've moved on, and we've got a woman on the line, Miss Peach, who's just told us she's going to pass away in 6 months.
Well, okay, so... Go talk to her, because that's much more important than me.
All right, Mariah, thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I feel good about that.
Good job, Bert.
Good job, Bert. You got to do what's right, man.
She was a little bit of a sweetheart, though. Couldn't really be me.
Yeah, what do you think you're saying?
I was hoping we'd get a little diva catty-ish.
I don't feel bad about that. You got to do what's right in this world.
Plus the fact you got
Jeff always likes a fight.
Plus the fact you got a woman 180 days from the grave who doesn't want to speak to Mariah ever again.
Right, and I think we
got to honor her wishes.
I'm not going to blow Miss Peach off to talk to Mariah Carey, who has no respect for us at all.
Wasn't she just a little snot?
All right, there's so much subtext here. First of all, I didn't hear it the way Jeff did.
I did not either.
She was a sweetheart?
I'm gonna give Mariah Carey some grace here because, like she said, everyone... She's in charge of singing the music. She's got somebody telling her when to call into the station. So honestly, blame it on the label.
We can blame it on the label, but she got attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got attitude. And I get because she was put in a spot. And I don't think when you're in that position, you rarely hear the word no. So to hear the word no, I'm sure threw her off. But no, those were pointed jabs at you about coming to Atlanta, rubbing your back and making you feel all better.
It's all about you, Bert. As I'm listening to it as a baby DJ, I'm like, who the hell do I think I am? Like, hanging up on Mariah Carey.
Also, I don't know Jeff's mind at that time, but if I were EP of a show, I would be saying that stuff to smooth it over, so that the label feels all precious and happy and safe.
Now, was it Jeff or was it the record label listening in that said, blame it on the label?
I think it was the label listening
in. I think it was the label, so you could hear that they were kind of pissed too, like, oh yeah, blame it on me.
Now, are you going to tell everybody the real deal about Miss Peach?
Yeah, so this is...
Because you blew off Mariah Carey for a woman that was like 3 months from, was dealing with terminal cancer, but that technically wasn't the case.
Oh, so that's her?
That's her, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So I got so attached to this story and felt so bad for her, and she was really so sweet. We put her on a couple of different times, and she really was giving us these deep life lessons about life. I mean, she's going to be passing away in 3 months. My wife at the time and I were so touched by it. We went down to her home, and I think she lived in Conyers. We went down to her home, and she would tell us that she was bedridden and she would be able to look outside of her back window from her room, and that was really all she was doing all day long. Somewhere in that conversation, she told us that she loved roses also. So Stacy and I get in the car, we get some roses, and we plant them in her backyard so she could see them for the last 3-4 months of her life, right? Then we start getting calls from nurses that are saying, we know who this patient is, and she does not have cancer.
Stop.
I swear to you.
Didn't actor comedian Jay Moore do something big for her too?
Yeah, so there's stand-up comedian, he's an actor also. So Jay Moore, what would most people know him from?
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
He was the other agent
in
Jerry Maguire.
So we have Jay Moore is in studio, but he was waiting because we were talking to Miss Peach, and he's listening to this whole conversation go down also with Miss Peach. And at that time, he was a pretty big celebrity. So he's so touched by it that I think he throws her like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like it might have, I'm pulling this out of my butt, but for whatever reason, $10,000 is coming to mind.
Wow.
And ends up giving her that kind of cash. And then we find out that one nurse and then another nurse hits us up and says, nah, we know exactly who she is and she does not have cancer.
She like a mental health patient? That's why they know her or what?
No, she was in the hospital for something, but it wasn't, I can't remember all the details on it. So the nurses knew who she was, but it wasn't like a terminal cancer.
Unfortunately, there are people out there who tried to scam others for their kindness and fake cancer.
What? There's bad people out there, Kristen?
Every now and then you'll find one.
There are.
Every now and then.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.